Our Guides and Imagination, Episode 14, Waking Up with Spirit. We use our imagination day to day, every day. We imagine things that we'd like to be, or things that we would like to get rid of in our lives. Our imagination is linked to our ability to produce mental images. Imagination, we create new images and different combinations of thoughts and feelings. We use our imagination freely. We can use this to create worlds of fiction and make progress in scientific exploration. When we work with our guides, we use our imagination. I have many students that come to me and say, "Well, I know I was just imagining that. I can't possibly have a guide that looks like this." Why can't you? Our imagination are images that we project, possibly with our own mind, but why isn't it available for our guides and angels to use as well? I'm a clairvoyant reader, which means I see in my mind's eye what my guides and angels project to me for the person that I'm reading for. When we use our imagination in this way to help other people, it is not truly us controlling these images. Though we may think in our own subconscious or conscious that we are the ones creating this fabricating storyline for our clients, it really isn't. Too many of us, when we're learning to work with our guides, begin to judge the images that we receive. When we judge them, we use our conscious minds, our conscious awareness, and we try and figure out why we're receiving these images. And then we dismiss them, or we try and talk them down or out of our minds as wishful thinking. Our imagination can be delusional, or it can help us to create a better life for ourselves. The only thing that is real is our love. If we use our imagination and the images that come to us to create love and to give love to other people, then why is that so wrong? When we use our imagination to help change our life, we can dream it, we can feel it, we can bring it to us. There are many times where our heart and our mind are not in full collaboration. Our heart will tell us one thing, and our mind will tell us another. Using our intuition is just like this. Perhaps you had a feeling today that you should bring a jacket because it looked a little overcast. But you ignored it, and now you're cold and wet. Or you're sitting around thinking about someone, and the phone rings, and it's exactly the person you were thinking about. But you say, "Wow, that was just a coincidence." No, it was your intuition working. We have a filter system in our minds. It's composed of all of our beliefs, our agreements, and our assumptions. We never really see life directly. We see this distorted version based on our filtering system. The trick to being happy, no matter what is happening in your life, is to realize that by changing your perspective and letting go of any limiting pieces or filtering systems or beliefs, and decide to see it for what it really is. Has your mind asked you whether or not that's true? We deny reality all the time by demanding to see it for proof, for evidence that this is real, for signs. And yet, we get these signs, we get this proof, and we dismiss it with our logical minds. I've met many a person who said that they can never see their guides, and no matter how much they try, that they know they're just imagining it. There's no way he could be a warrior in the 18th century. There's no way he could be a knight. It's just something I want to see, so I must imagine it. And yet when she asks for a sign or a symbol, sees billboards of Renaissance festivals, or a dress-up costume party of the Renaissance era, and or maybe she comes across a web page where someone has a knight in armor on it. These are signs. These are symbols to prove to you that you were correct in seeing this. So remember, our guides and angels use our imagination to bring us messages. When you do ask for signs and symbols, make sure that you pay attention. It may not happen immediately. It may not happen within the first week, but keep your attention focused on the sign that you've asked for, whether it be to show themselves to you in some particular way, which may be through signs, billboards, web pages, or you can ask them to leave you items or objects. Pay attention to feathers, pennies, flowers. There's all sorts of ways that our guides communicate with us, tangibly, things that we can touch. Sure, we can also dismiss it. That's why having faith and believing in this is important. So if you're really, truly wondering if this is all your imagination, it is, in a way. Keep focused. Keep working at it. If you find you have trouble with meditations, keep practicing. Put these on your iPod or MP3 player and keep listening through. If you get colors and symbols instead of seeing your guide's face or clothing, that's okay too. You're beginning to see, to open up that pineal gland, to open up your mind's eye. We've always had the ability to do this, but through society, through growing up and being told that it's nonsense, that it's imaginary, we've shut it down. We've closed it out. We've ignored it. It's still there. We just have to work at reopening that door. I would like to start you off with a meditation today. I want you to relax, breathe deeply, and listen to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, I would like your imagination to create the images as I speak the words. You are sitting on the side of a hill, looking down at the valley. There are gently rolling hills and several beautiful manicured lawns. The sky above you is a brilliant blue. It is a sunny and beautiful day. There is a gentle breeze, and the temperature is just right. As you sit here, enjoying the day, you notice something colorful coming over the ridge. At first, you aren't sure what it is, and then you realize it's a rainbow-colored hot air balloon. As it floats along the skyline, you notice that the basket under it seems empty. When it begins to land on a hill nearby, you run to it. It settles down carefully. You walk over and look inside the basket. There's a tiny little creature in there, but you aren't sure what it is. It looks friendly, and its eyes are full of love. This creature hands you a huge, empty, cardboard box, and in a soft voice tells you to put anything that no longer serves you into it. He invites you to put all of your doubt, your stress, and your limiting beliefs within it. He lovingly explains that you can let go of all the old stuff and open your heart to a more expansive, loving, and new way of looking at the world. This box is magical. It expands as big as necessary to hold all of the things you need to put into it. When you are done putting your limiting beliefs, old emotions, and memories into this box, you close it up and give it back to the creature. To your surprise, it fits back into the basket. You look into his eyes and you feel incredibly loved and safe, accepted and free. He smiles at you and waves as the hot air balloon slowly rises up and takes flight. You watch it drift upward, and you put your hands to shield the sunlight so that you can see it more clearly, rising carefully, slowly, effortlessly into the sky. Suddenly, a small box comes sailing on down from the basket. You walk over to it and pick it up. This box has a tag on it with your name. Open it up, and you will see a small, handwritten note inside with a message just for you. Imagine now what that message would say. Keep working on your meditations, releasing old belief systems, and finding your own truth. Work with your guides and angels on the other side to help build your intuitive abilities that you were born with. As you grow and learn to trust in these feelings and visions and thoughts, you will be able to help other people by teaching them to do the same. Remember, we are all connected. Thank you for listening, and remember, you can find me at www.mediumlauraevans.com, and you can email me at laura@mediumlauraevans.com. And as always, may the spirits continue to guide, direct, and protect you.